For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au.
Well, pride. So in this preliminary information, why do you want to go through this? Because I think we're coming into a time more and more where we, every one of us, need to be able to explain, just simply, why do we hold to one Bible? Why do we hold to the King James Bible? Now, it is not acceptable to say, oh, go and talk to Brother Matthew or Brother Craig or Pastor Craig or our sister Samantha. It's not acceptable to just relegate that to other people. I think every Christian has to understand basic doctrine here. And it's in a few areas, but we need to understand historically, we need to understand prophetically, like where is the church prophetically at the moment? In the Laodicean period, which started in 1968. The Laodicean period of church history is where infidelity, backed by the spirit of error, comes right into the churches, and we're seeing that right across. But there is an answer to all of that. And one of that, and it's related to holding to a word and spirit position, one of that is having one Bible, one standard from which you get a font of good doctrine. That's what the Bible talks about, good doctrine. So there's much information available that covers why the King James Bible is the only Bible to be used in today's church. I'm not just talking about Victory Faith Centre, I'm talking about right across the planet Earth. So at the very least, we should be familiar with these three things on the Victory Faith Centre website. There is a Defending the King James Bible video, which I'll put up there. There is Why Faith Christians Should Only Use the King James Bible. That's a book, which is also on the website. Very easy to read book. There's also a sermon and study, Why Do We Hold to One Bible? Plus, we have on the Bible Protector website, Bible Protector material, which has sermons, books, articles, and much other information there. Very in-depth resource, very good resource, and it's also, there's a connection to Brother Matthew Vashua's YouTube channel, which you can go to as well. There's plenty on there. What I'm saying is that we need to be able to give an answer, and it doesn't have to be a huge involved answer, but give an answer to why we hold to one Bible, namely the King James Bible. Now tonight, we're going to go through not a defence of the King James Bible as such, because what we're doing tonight is we're assuming that everyone understands there is only one Bible, but we want to show and continue to show, and this is going to be one of the things which we'll continue to do, is that the proper Bible holds the right doctrines and is not contradictory at all. Whereas the improper Bibles, the modern version, modern translations, have contradictory things in there and do not hold to the right doctrines at all. In fact, have false doctrines coming in. So we're going to see one example tonight. I'm going to hand it over to Samantha, and she's going to take us through modern versions, exalt pride. Thanks, Samantha.
Modern versions exalt pride. So let's have a look and see what the Word of God says. Let's look at firstly some truths. And firstly, God hates pride. And the King James Bible shows us clearly how God views and thinks about pride in people. The King James Bible never says that pride is good. Never. You won't find a place in the King James Bible where it's putting pride in a good light or it's saying for a Christian to have pride. Because the King James Bible makes it clear that there's no such thing as good pride. What pride is essentially saying my way, not God's way. That's what pride is. My way, not God's way. Pride is all about me. It's all about me. It's not about God. That's what pride is. It's all about me. And God hates it. So let's see some truths from the scriptures. Firstly, God does not say that he is proud. He never says in the Bible, I'm proud of you, or I was proud of Christ. The way somebody might say, I'm feeling very proud about that, or I'm very proud of my child, etc. The Lord has never said that in the King James Bible. Here's an example. In Matthew 3:17, the Bible says, and lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. That's Matthew 3:17. Now that would have been, if you think that God was okay with using pride, then that would have been a good place to say, I am very proud of him. To say, I am very proud of the Lord Jesus Christ, of whom I am very proud. But that's not what the scripture says. The King James Bible doesn't say that. It says, in whom I am well pleased. So that shows the right way to think on things, and the right way to express yourself. If you're pleased with yourself, or if you're pleased with somebody, you say, I am well pleased. I am pleased about that. He doesn't say, I am proud. And that's a truth and something that we should see clearly from the scripture, that God never says anywhere in the King James Bible that he is proud. And God does not use the word proud to describe himself either. He never says, I am a proud God, I am very proud of my people. Never, never. Never in the King James Bible does he say that. So if we are to follow the example of the Lord, we Bible believers should remove the word pride from our language. And the reason for that is because the King James Bible shows us clearly how God views pride. And God wants us to be mindful about the words that we say, because the words that we say shape what happens to us. They shape how we see things and how we think about things and what happens in our life. And we should remove the word pride from our language. And it's easy to slip into that for a lot of people, because it's just a habit they've got into over the years, and it's easy to say, I'm very proud of that, I feel very proud of my accomplishments, etc. But it's not God's language. It's not God's language, because we have to understand what it is we're talking about. When we say pride, remember, pride is, the essence of it is all about me and not God. All about me, not God. But modern versions, however, promote pride as being acceptable at certain times, and we'll see some examples of that soon. So the modern versions are very, very contradictory about what pride, how pride can be used as a word, and how Christians should think about pride. It's sending out the wrong message to people who are reading the modern versions. It's confusing, to say the least. It doesn't represent God in the right way. It doesn't represent the way he thinks about pride, how he views pride correctly. So it's inconsistent. And it shows that modern versions are not endorsed by God, because he is never contradictory about things. The King James Bible has one standard about how God views pride, and as Christians we should follow that standard, the pure standard. In Hebrews 13:16, we can see that God does not use the word proud to describe our sacrifices, the sacrifices that we give to God, and we do give sacrifices to the Lord as Christians. And for example, prayer, thanksgiving, all these things are sacrifices well-pleasing to the Lord. Hebrews 13:16, the scripture says, "But to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices God is well-pleased." So he doesn't say proud of that. He says well-pleased. What's he well-pleased with? Doing good and communicating? He's well-pleased with these things, not proud of them. He's well-pleased in Hebrews 13:16. One thing it's important for us to understand is that the proud in heart do not seek God. They are not seeking God, the proud in heart. Psalm 10 verse 4 says, "The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts." The proud are not seeking after God. In fact, God is not in the thoughts of the proud person. What is in the thoughts of a proud person? Thoughts about themselves. Not God's ways. The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. It's himself in his own thoughts, not God. So God is not pleased about that. So the proud do not seek God. Now, we said before, God hates pride. God hates pride. The scripture tells us that clearly. Proverbs 8:13. The scripture says, "The fear of the Lord is to hate evil." Pride and arrogancy and the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate. That's what the King James Bible says in Proverbs 8:13. Is God pleased with pride? The scripture says he hates it. Do I hate, he says. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, colon, meaning it's the list that follows. The first thing that follows is pride. The first thing that follows is pride. God hates it. It is all about the individual, not the Lord. The fear of the Lord, which is something we should have as Christians. The fear of the Lord, the Bible says, is to hate evil. So having the fear of the Lord means we hate pride also. We hate pride, the things that God hates, pride and arrogance, he lists, and the evil way. So it's all together. And the froward mouth, with the froward mouth is against God in words. The froward mouth, do I hate, he says. Do I hate? He hates it. So, that's clear. God hates it. He hates pride. What does pride do? Pride brings contention. Contention, that argumentativeness, that rebelliousness, contention. Pride brings contention. Proverbs 13:10, only by pride cometh contention, but with the well advised is wisdom. How does contention come? Only by pride. Only by pride. The scripture says, Proverbs 13:10, only by pride cometh contention. But with the well-advised is wisdom. The well-advised are those that know the word and who hate pride as the Lord does. So, but with the well-advised is wisdom. But pride, only by pride, cometh contention. So should we as Christians be people who declare that we have pride? No, it brings contention. What does the scripture say about what will happen to the proud? In Proverbs 16:5, the scripture says, everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though hand join in hand, he shall not be unpunished. The proud will be punished. That's what the Lord has said in Proverbs 16:5. The proud will be punished. Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. It's the thing that the Lord hates. Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though hand joined in hand, he shall not be unpunished. People can think God's not noticing. People can think that God takes a lax attitude towards this. Their hand joined in hand, ignore what the Lord says, or ignorant of what the Lord says. But he has said that the proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though hand joined in hand, he shall not be unpunished. Because pride, what does pride do? Pride keeps people away from the Lord, away from humbling themselves to do what God wants them to do. Pride brings contention. So pride keeps people away from bowing their knee to doing what God wants them to do. And what's the result of that? Thorns and thistles, snares, punishment. He shall not be unpunished. Because it's rejection of the Lord's ways. What else happens? Pride leads to destruction. The scripture says in Proverbs 16:18, pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall. Pride goeth before destruction, the scripture says. The person will be destroyed if they have pride in their life, in their heart. Pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall. That arrogant, haughty spirit will lead to downfall. Pride goeth before destruction, the scripture says. Pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall. How do fools speak? Fools speak pridefully. Proverbs 14:3. In the mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise shall preserve them. In the mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride. What do you hear coming from the mouth of the foolish person? You don't hear the things of God. You don't hear the wisdom of God. You hear things about them. Me, me, me. I. Me, I. You don't hear submission to the Lord and his way. In the mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride. But the lips of the wise, that's the difference there. The lips of the wise shall preserve them, because they're speaking God's wisdom. They've taken the time to see what the Lord says and to bow their knee. So the lips of the wise shall preserve them. But if you hear the pride coming out, you know that that person is a foolish person. In the mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride. So the essence of pride is rejection of God. Rejection of God is the essence of pride. In 1 John 2:16, the scripture says, "For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world." Now he says the pride of life, and that's together there with all that is in the world. The lust of the eyes. And he's talking about, this is what the pride of life is. It's of the world. It's all about my life. I'm living it for me. I'm going to do what I want to do in this life. It's all about living for now. It's all about now what is me in this life. The pride of life. The lust of the flesh. I'll do what is good for me, what feels good for me right now. The lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes. So it's the it's fed into what we can see. People develop a desire for it, the lust of that, and the pride of life. The pride of life is the opposite to wanting to do what God wants. The pride of life is all about living for me. The pride of life, it is not of the Father, but is of the world. But is of the world, of the world. The pride of life is of the world. 1 John 2:16. It's not of the Father. Pride defiles a person. Pride defiles a person. And Mark 7:22 and 23 says, "Thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness, all these evil things come from within and defile the man." So is pride something that will build a person up? Is pride something that is okay in God's eyes? Is pride, to be proud and to have pride, something good for a person? No. Look at that list. That's a terrible list of sins there. And pride is counted as an evil thing that defiles a person. The Bible says that pride, evil things, defile the man. Defile. Pride defiles a person. Pride defiles a person. Mark 7:22 and 23. Now let's have a look at the modern versions and see if you can see, are they okay? Should Christians be reading them? Are they giving you the right idea about how God sees pride and what pride is? Let's have a look. Modern versions teach that children should have pride. Proverbs 17:6 in the NIV says, "Children's children are a crown to the aged, and parents are the pride of their children." That's what it says in the NIV. Parents are the pride of their children. So according to the NIV, children, you should have pride in your parents. Well, that's giving a mixed message. And it doesn't agree with what the King James Bible says. Do you think that God has two standards? Does he have two standards? Is that that sort of God he is? Double standard? Well, the NIV teaching it, it's okay. You should do it. The King James Bible, the true Bible, however, says in that scripture, Proverbs 17:6, "Children's children are the crown of old men, and the glory of children are their fathers." The glory. glory of children. The glory. Glory is a good thing. Glory means that it's something that brings you honor. The glory of children are their fathers. No, children, you shouldn't have pride in your parents. It's not saying that. It's saying the glory of children are their fathers. And a godly father is the glory of their children. So that's what the true Bible says in Proverbs 17:6. Let's look at another example from the NIV. Modern versions make Paul prideful. Romans 11:13 in the NIV. I am talking to you, Gentiles. Inasmuch as I am the apostle to the Gentiles, I take pride in my ministry. I take pride in my ministry, it says. That's fairly clear in the NIV. I take pride in my ministry. So if Paul says it, is it okay for the reader of the modern version to say it? I take pride in the ministry that God has given me. Perfectly okay if you believe what the NIV says. How does the King James Bible says God views pride? Pride and arrogancy. Do I hate? The scripture says. Romans 11:13 in the NIV, I take pride in my ministry. What does the true Bible say? In Romans 11:13 in the King James Bible, for I speak to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify mine office. I magnify mine office, and rightly so, because God has put him in that position. God's the one that put him there. He's not taking pride in it. He's magnifying his office that God has given him. I magnify mine office. That's not the same thing. Not the same thing. Not the same thing. Let's look at another example from the NIV. Modern versions encourage readers to be prideful. 2 Corinthians 5:12. We are not trying to commend ourselves to you again, but are giving you an opportunity to take pride in us so that you can answer those who take pride in what is seen rather than what is in the heart. Take pride in us. It's okay. It's endorsed. It's good. You take pride in me. Take pride in me. The NIV says it's okay to do so. Giving you an opportunity to take pride in us. What's the NIV doing here? Basically, it's giving the endorsement for Christians to sin. God's not double-minded about this. He's not having a double standard about it. But if you read the NIV, you are going to think it's okay to take pride in yourself and in others. 2 Corinthians 5:12. What does the true Bible say? In the King James Bible it says, for we commend not ourselves again unto you, but give you occasion to glory on our behalf, that ye may have somewhat to answer them which glory in appearance and not in heart. So what should you do? Give you an occasion to glory on our behalf. Got nothing to do with pride. Nothing to do with pride. You take glory in it. Glory is a good thing. Glory, that's something that belongs to the Lord there. Give you an occasion to glory on our behalf. Nothing to do with take pride in us. That's the true Bible in 2 Corinthians 5:12. So that is not the same thing. Let's look at the NIV again in 2 Corinthians 7:4. Modern versions teach people to take pride in each other. I have spoken to you with great frankness. I take great pride in you. I am greatly encouraged in all our troubles. My joy knows no bounds. This is the NIV. I take great pride in you. 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 I take pride. What does pride do? Pride defiles a man. That's what the scripture, we read it before. It's an evil thing. It comes from within and it defiles a man. I take great pride in you, the NIV says. 2 Corinthians 7:4. What does the true Bible say in 2 Corinthians 7:4? The King James Bible says, great is my boldness of speech toward you. Great is my glorying of you. I am filled with comfort. I am exceeding joyful in all our tribulation. Great is my glorying of you. Now let me tell you something. Glory is something God gives. Glory. Glory. Great is my glorying of you. Great is my glorying of you. It gives glory to God. It's not talking about that inner thing of pride that God hates. Great is my glorying of you. What he would be doing is giving glory to God for them. Great is my glorying of you. Not taking pride. Nothing to be proud about. Great is my glorying of you. That's what the true Bible says. However, in the modern versions, pride is a desired quality. In the NIV, in 2 Corinthians 8:24, the NIV says, therefore show these men the proof of your love and the reason for our pride in you, so that the churches can see it. The reason for our pride in you. The reason for our pride in you. So the churches can see it. The churches can see that pride. The reason for our pride in you. That's terrible. The true Bible, in the King James Bible, 2 Corinthians 8:24, wherefore show ye to them and before the churches the proof of your love and of our boasting on your behalf. It's not to do with pride. Boasting. Boasting. It's a good thing. They're boasting on your behalf. Not taking pride. Not speaking out prideful things. They're boasting on your behalf. And the scripture says, and that's a good thing. Boasting on your behalf. Boasting on your behalf. Not taking pride, but boasting on your behalf. So that's good. Modern versions claim pride is to be sought after. Galatians 6:4 in the NIV. Everyone should test their own actions. Then they can take pride in themselves alone without comparing themselves to someone else. That's got a lot wrong with it. That has a lot wrong with it. That particular verse. Then they can take pride in themselves alone. Where's the glory to God? Where's the acknowledging of what God has given? They didn't give themselves the ability to do things. Everything comes from the Lord. Then they can take pride in themselves alone. Take pride in themselves alone. Like God's not even in it. God didn't give them anything. That's actually very devilish to say that. Then they can take pride in themselves alone without comparing themselves to someone else. So forget God. They did it and they can take pride in themselves alone. What does the true Bible say? In Galatians 6:4 in the King James Bible, But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. There's a difference there. There's a difference between having pride, taking pride in yourself, and rejoicing in yourself. When you rejoice, what are you doing? You're rejoicing, you're giving thanks to the Lord, you're rejoicing because God has given you this ability. Prove your own work. Everything you have is from the Lord. You rejoice in yourself. That's a big difference there, to take pride in yourself. Galatians 6:4 in the King James Bible. And then he shall have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. Modern versions claim both believers and unbelievers should take pride. In James 1:9 and 10 in the NIV, believers in humble circumstances ought to take pride in their high position, but the rich should take pride in their humiliation, since they will pass away like a wild flower. Believers in humble circumstances ought to take pride in their high position. So the humble should take pride, the rich should take pride, everybody should take pride, or to take pride. So pride's a good thing, and according to the NIV, we all should do it. We all should have it. If you haven't got it, you need it. You need pride, according to the NIV. But in the true King James Bible, the scripture says, let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted, but the rich in that he is made low, because as the flower of the grass he shall pass away. So, see, that's got nothing to do with pride. Pride's not mentioned there. What's that person doing? They're rejoicing. They're rejoicing. That person is acknowledging the Lord. They're rejoicing in that he is exalted, because it's God that's put them there. And the rich, rejoicing. The low degree, rejoicing. So it's not the same. It is not the same. Modern versions claim believers should have pride in Christ. Now, this is blasphemy. Philippians 3:3 in the New Century Version says, we are the ones who are truly circumcised. We worship God through his Spirit, and our pride is in Christ Jesus. Our pride is in Christ Jesus. That's the thing that God hates. Pride defiles. Pride is got something God hates. But the New Century Version is saying that our pride is in Christ Jesus. Our pride is in Christ Jesus, according to the New Century Versions in Philippians 3:3. That's putting something God hates that we should be doing in our Saviour Jesus Christ, who never had a single bit of pride in him. Our pride is in Christ Jesus. That is the New Century Version. The true Bible, King James Bible, in Philippians 3:3 says, for we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. Are we having pride in Christ Jesus? No, we are rejoicing in Christ Jesus. We are not taking, there's nothing to do with taking pride in Christ. We rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh, which is how it should be. So we rejoice in Christ Jesus, not take pride in him. That is blasphemous, and it doesn't even make any sense. But we rejoice in Christ Jesus. Modern versions say believers should take pride in each other. In the New Century Version, in 1 Thessalonians 2:19, you are our hope, our joy, and the crown we will take pride in when our Lord Jesus Christ comes. The crown we will take pride in. Again, it's putting pride there as something that's to be desired. It's something that's okay. According to the New Century Version, it's fine. But no, the true Bible in 1 Thessalonians 2:19 in the King James Bible says, "For what is our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing? Are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming? Or crown of rejoicing?" No, it's not to do with the crown we take pride in. It's our crown of rejoicing. We rejoice. That's totally different. Totally different. So we can see here that the modern versions endorse pride. According to the modern versions, pride is something that it's okay. It's no problems. You should have pride. You can even take pride in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you should too, according to the modern versions. But we learn today from the King James Bible that the correct standard and truth of the Lord is that God hates pride. He hates it. It defiles and it is evil. It leads to destruction. So God is not double standard about this. And therefore, we should only have one standard, the King James Bible. And if you want to listen to something on the Victory Faith Centre website further discussing this, modern versions undermine the fear of the Lord. So let's close in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. We thank you that you have shown us clearly from the Word of God that you hate pride. Please help us to have upright hearts and proper words before you, Lord, that we do not speak of pride, that we do not think about pride in any way good, but that we see it as you see it. We thank you, Lord, for leading us and guiding us, and we give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord, we saw a good example there. Now, it's not just the NIV, we saw a New Century Version as well. It's in other versions of the modern versions. But the NIV is and has been extensively used amongst the evangelicals, and that's one reason why we look at that.